Thank you, Gavin. All right. We call this, let's see, I see a quorum of members here. We will call this meeting of Budget and Finance to order. The first thing, the very first thing we're going to do is I was named temporary chair by Judge Dodson of this committee, so I will open up the floor for a motion for the election of a permanent chair for the Budget and Finance Committee.
I would move that we retain Justice Tyler. My name.
There's too many Tylers on the court here.
Yeah, there is. That the appointed chairman keep the position.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and second. Any discussion on the motion? All four say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. I appreciate it. All right. Let's see. First on the agenda, we have our special reports, our monthly financial report from Treasurer Sam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'll be in-depth, or not as in-depth as it will be. This is a new court and a new committee, and I will remind the committee, these are your reports. I will do to report anything that you ask me to. Okay, this is what we've used in the past, but that does not mean that's what we have to use in the future. Anything you want to add, subtract, get further detail on, we absolutely can do it. Typically, how we handle this is I will give a report, ask questions, don't ask questions, do whatever you want. And when the report is over and the committee sees no problem with that report, at that point is when I will put those on the website for public view. They do not go on the website for public view until approved by the committee. Once again, these reports I put together, these are not my reports. Okay? So I just want to be clear on that. These are the numbers that you've looked over.
I don't think your mic's on.
Ma'am?
I don't think your mic is on. Okay.
It's on the mic. And maybe I'm just not close enough to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Did everybody be here? There. Good day. All right, so the first sheet that we start with, the summary of state and performed courts, January 1st, that says 2022, it's actually 2023. It's a number I haven't got fixed yet. It's like, so January 31st, 2023, county general fund 1,000, $4,450,148.29. County road fund 2,000, $4,077,180. County road sales tax fund 3,402, $3,579,432.88. And water current control fund 3404, $1,481,148.14. Criminal justice sales tax fund 3407, $2,515,000.39. Those right there are what we call the big five. We've added two more. Coronavirus relief, which we'll keep on here until it's empty, 1005, $1,041,467.79. And American Rescue Plan fund 3046. $23,243,834.43. I'm going to take that's kind of how you'll hear me read that page in committee. I'm going to kind of fill you in with some of these other numbers that you're seeing here, okay? The top section is essentially an accounting section. So it's dollars coming in, dollars going out. It's that simple. It is not going to match the bottom section. The bottom section is more of a budgetary section. So just because we spent some money in January, some of that money may have been spent against last year's budget for period 13. So those numbers may not match, but you'll see them against the budget. So on the bottom section there, you're going to see an original budget, an amended budget, expenses against that budget, amount unspent of that appropriation, amount used of that appropriation. The next one is the estimated available to appropriate. That will typically only change one time for most of these funds when we update the available to appropriate part. And then the amount not appropriated. So if somebody wants a new appropriation, you can look over here in the far right hand side and see if there's anything available to appropriate. Back to the top part, it's really simple. It's the ending balance of the month, the revenues, expenditures, transfers in, transfers out, the Treasurer's Commission. And we will always have the January 1st balance throughout the year. It'll just be kind of sets over there to the side so we have something to look like against. And that's pretty much what we call the big five. Summary. Is there any questions on that? Okay. Y'all are always welcome to call me. I'm out of the office, whatever you need to do. Okay. All right. So the second sheet is a county general revenue sheet. This is not all revenues across all funds. It's just a chart there. It is only county general revenue. Now, typically in a normal year, I would not have this sheet in January because there's one data point, and so there's no line for 2023 yet. Okay? But there will be starting in February, and all we're doing here is tracking where we are versus other years. A couple things to notice on this. Do you see the big jump from April to May? Okay, we'll get a tax books open in March. Our first payment's actually in April. But the big jump in May, all the escrow companies typically pay there. So we usually get big jump in pay there. And then you'll see after September, in October and November, that's when most of the folks pay their taxes, the right pool taxes. We'll always see those jumps. If we don't see those jumps at those times, Okay, third sheet is the first sheet of our sales tax revenue. We have three sheets here. We have a running total, an overall total, and a chart. Okay, so the first sheet is going to show you the sales tax revenue for the month. So sales tax revenue for January 2023 is $1,071,405.40. That's up 0.03% versus January 2022. And you'll see down on the bottom, well, up kind of below all the totals, you'll see a year to date. And that's something that's correct. That's 2023 versus 2022. You'll see a running total down there. Scrap the next page because it's not updated yet. And the last page is our 3-month moving average versus our one-year moving average. What we're looking for in this is we look for the 3-month moving average to be above our 1-year moving average. The 3-month is in blue and the 1-year is in red, and it's very hard to see down there at the bottom in the legend. But right now we're not in a great spot. You see the 1 year's turned down and the 3-month is below the 1 year. Those are times when I start getting concerned about where we are. We have been, just to give you a little bit of background, we have been into a mega run of sales tax. We have been up, I think we finished last year at 11%. The year before we were up about 13-14%. And the year before that, somewhere in there. So we've really been growing almost too fast. In sales tax revenue to sustain that over time. So what we're hoping for this year is to stay flat, just not be less than last year. We projected 13 million, we revenue 13.2 million in sales tax revenue last year. We're planning on revenue 13 million this year. Hope to be 13.2, but we projected 13 million. Are there any questions about the sales tax revenue or any of those structures? Once again, I know it's a lot right now, but if you see something in the future that you want to see added, taken away, explained better, we can make it happen.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Later on in the meeting, when we get down to the discuss committee operations point in the agenda, we'll talk more about Treasurer Sanson and maybe something we can work out with them to get a good understanding, a good ground set for us about the county's budget, how county budgeting works, all that good stuff. Any questions? All right, awesome. Let's see. Next, we have the ARP fund report. That's a sheet that I passed out. Because we have an ARP fund request on the agenda, I wanted to go over this report. Just a good level set for some of the new JPs and us old JPs about what we've spent our money on so far, or what we've appropriated money to so far, and kind of some of the outstanding requests that we have. So you'll see we appropriated monies in 2021, 2022, and then at the very beginning in the first month, we appropriated money in 2023. So coming down all the way to the bottom right of that sheet, you'll see that we have a total remaining of 12.2 million. Now, that 12.2 million is broken into two separate categories. The sequestered amount, which can only be spent on certain things as the COVID final rule states, and then the unsequestered amount, which is the 12 million that the COVID final rule kind of said, you know, counties can spend what they need to on that. The 10, there's a 10 million that we can, that's unsequestered, that we can kind of choose what we want to spend this money on. So when we look at what we've appropriated and everything, basically out of that sequestered amount, we're looking at $2.2 million, roughly. Now, when we look at the outstanding requests, and we're going to have to get out our handy-dandy pen here and do some more additions to this, because the judge's office shot me some other requests that were outstanding earlier today, but we've got, let me pull up here. We've got the Guide Water Project is on there, $528,000. We've got the Lake Conway or Preston Water Project on there, $800,000. Our volunteer firefighters have a $600,000 request on there. The Faulkner County Council on Aging, which is commonly known as the Faulkner County Senior Center, but they do other things, I believe. They've got a request of $413 million. Now, here's some additionals on there, the additionals that are not on there. Saltillo Fire Department has requested $101,000 from this amount. And then Damascus Water has requested $1.74 million from ARP funds. Now, I am not fully educated and up to date on these requests, what they entail, what all they're asking for and everything. I just know these are requests that the judge's office has seen that we may see at some point in time when we're considering these ARP funds from the sequestered amount of $2.2 million. So as you can see, all these requests, I don't know what that is added up. But, I mean, the Damascus Water is $1.74 million, so it's definitely over $2.2 million. So that's for us to keep in mind. You know, a lot of times these ARP requests may go before other committees. They might go before the Infrastructure Committee. They might go before the Courts and Public Safety Committee before they come to Budget and Finance for final approval, before it goes on to the full court. So that's just, like I said, for us to keep in mind as we consider ARP requests and what that's going to look like for us. Do y'all have any questions on this sheet? Judge is here. Tom's here. Maybe answer any questions that we've got about it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I do want to make one mention of my summary here of Saving Cool Core. On that first sheet, you'll see on the very bottom, American Rescue Plan.
Yes.
The amount not appropriated. Disregard that amount. That really doesn't affect what you're talking about spending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's still got, we've still got appropriations being spent from last year that's out there, and plus appropriation for this year. That number is going to change dramatically.
All right.
So please don't look at that global control because there's more. It's just the accounting side of it.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm going to give time for the committee to ask any questions if you'll have any. All right. Seeing no questions, we'll roll on to new business. Let's see. I'll accept a motion to consider ordinance 23-04.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Yes, Mr. Counselor, can you read ordinance 23-04 by title? Is that something we normally do in committees? No. All right, good. Everyone read it on your own.
Generally, it's up to you, but previously we just walked section by section if anyone had questions.
That sounds good. Thank you. All right. Y'all can see it. This, I want to ask our county clerk, is this considered, this 23-04, is this considered our monthly appropriation ordinance? Can you go over, like, what this is and kind of for our new members and how this goes?
This one is kind of like a monthly, but this is a cleanup for last year's budget. So if you'll notice, this is still cleaning up the money that's been spent into 2022 budget. So this is generally means their line item is in the negative and they're having to move money. You can see they're all transfers. There's no new appropriation. We're just moving money out of one category to another category to make one category whole. So, yes, and the next one is definitely the typical monthly one.
Okay.
The 2305.
Okay. Members, do you have any questions about any of these sections?
I was asking earlier, and I'll be the new girl on the block that'll ask all the questions tonight, but when I look at all of these things, the transfer and all that stuff, I don't have to know that, I have to trust somebody else that those are all legal, but they're all, the money is there to be transferred. Somebody else is already looking over all that, right?
Yes. I'm not entirely sure who, but I think there's a lot of eyes on it.
Yes. Well, they're just transfers from one category to another category, but that's per ordinance and per state law that we do it this way. So, but yes, they've all been looked at, and if there wasn't money in the other category, we wouldn't be able to transfer from that category.
Any more questions? All right. We have a motion for consideration of Ordinance 23-04. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. All right. 23-04 is passed to the full court. I'll accept the motion for proposed Ordinance 23-05.
Make a motion to look at proposed ordinance 23-05.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. I am going to ask I believe someone from the sheriff's office. Y'all got the biggest numbers on here, right? All right. You might have to come up and explain the big numbers on here.
I take care of 4 and 5 for you.
All right.
4, we had 2 patrol cars, a 2016 model and a 2019. The 2016 was rear-ended on Highway 286. It totaled it out. The 2019 was sitting in the deputy's driveway. A car left the roadway. Totaled it out. The deputy wasn't even home. So those are insurance checks from AAC. We'd like them to be put back in our vehicle fund so we can buy some other cars. The Section 5, I submitted a public safety equipment grant to the Arkansas Department of Public Safety. They awarded us $100,000. I plan to use that money to purchase some ballistic shields for our SROs that are in the schools to keep in their office, some ballistic blankets for our response team, some less lethal systems for our patrolmen with ammunition for those, some rifle plated armor for patrol CID, and also, what was the last thing? It's on there. That was some tools, active shooter entry tool that they mount in their cars, kind of like a moving type tool that has several different uses.
Did we have to provide any matching funds for this grant, or was it 100%?
It was 100%, and they sent us a check, and we submit our receipts.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Ms. Willie, do you have the Section 3?
Yes. So Section 3 is just the reappropriation, is what I would call it. And the Farm Court approved funds for our body worn camera grant, and that's the amount of money that is still unspent from 2022. We need to bring it into 2023's budget because we didn't receive our final invoice yet from Motorola.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I may, just real quick on these appropriations, just with a new committee member. If you'll notice there on Section 2 and 3, you see money is appropriated. It just says appropriated, so we consider that, we call it new money. That's new appropriation. If you look at Sections 3 and 4 and 5, you'll see that new money has been anticipated projected. This was not originally anticipated projected in the budget. You see a receipt number along with that. This is not increasing the budget at all. But by the way, the budget process works. When you get a refund, it doesn't. It's not a contra expense. It's a revenue and an expense. So you have to get the budget to increase it. So anytime that you see an anticipated projected before an appropriation, you're not changing that budget whatsoever. Okay? It's just part of the process.
Thank you. Members, do you have any more questions on sections 1 and 2?
Can somebody explain exactly what section 2 is? The $60,000 is appropriated? That's just moving?
I'll be happy to explain that. For the new members, the old members, some of you probably already know. Every 5 years, our 911 center is required to do an upgrade to the call handling software. We don't actually purchase that software. We lease it from the mobile carrier. And every 5 years, they have to have that equipment. They have to have that software. That $60,000 is new money because I didn't know last year how much it was going to be. So I have the money in the fund. Just need to appropriate it. And this will be the county share of that upgrade for the next 5 years.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
On section 1, it says $2,954.01 is anticipated, projected. Do we know exactly when that will be final? The number, if that's exactly the number, or when will we know if we don't know?
Scott, let me kind of tell you procedurally. When somebody has, you don't get projected anticipated revenue without getting a receipt. Okay? So we've already received this. We've already given a revenue code. If somebody were to come and say, well, this is supposed to come in, I typically would say, no, it needs to be in the house already. We don't ever know. Okay? So when somebody gets a rebate or a refund or anything of that nature, it comes to our office, gets a receipt. You're going to see that most of these are usually in, this is a 700 series. This looks like a federal money reimbursement.
Are you SHS?
Yeah. It's federal revenue. A lot of times you're going to be a 8700 series, some sort of refund or rebate. These are just, like I said, the way that our budgeting system goes, these are things that have to go through the budget. But yes, the money's already here. It has been received. Thus, they're just getting that budget back.
Mr. Chair, if I could
yes,
for the new members. The Homeland Security grant money, that is a grant that the Conway Bomb Squad receives, or the Conway SWAT team receives. Y'all will see that throughout the year, different appropriations, because basically we're a pass-through to the county. The money has to come to the county, but then it goes back to the city. So the city purchases the equipment for the squad. We ask for the reimbursement. They send it to the county. We receive it, turn around, and I purchase order back out to the city. You will see those for Homeland Security grants on and off throughout the year, every year, until they quit funding.
Thank you for that explanation.
Any more questions from you? All right, we have a motion for consideration of proposed ordinance 23-05. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Passes to the full committee. Open the floor for a motion for proposed ordinance 23-06.
And so moved. Make a motion that we consider 23-06.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion in a second. Let's see. And this says law enforcement on it.
We just had 3 new deputies graduate from the academy on February 3rd. And so this is for their stopping to be put into the budget so that way we can pay it on our next payroll. And then I just found out today, I thought this was going to be the final one, but I just found out word that we're going to have one more. Plus, gave me some definite information because we have one last hire towards the end of January that needs a refresher course. And so once he completes that refresher course, we'll apply for his stop, and then we'll have one more that will come to you all with.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can see in the whereases section here that this is a basically state money that we get to pay these officers a one-time stipend of $5,000.
The state pays everything but the retirements. The county has to pay the retirements.
Yes. Any questions? All right. We have a motion for consideration of the ordinance 23-06. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That will go to the full floor. I'll accept the motion to consider ordinance 22-07.
I make a motion to look at ordinance 22-07.
Second.
I mean, it should be 23-07. Yeah. All right, we have a motion and a second.
Who made the second?
Okay. All right, Justice Strain, just get your name on it. Are you good in the well, or do you want to join us at the table here for this one?
I don't see a microphone up here, but if you can hear me speak, but we have Jason Funkhauser with us. He's a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and he's on the board of the Conway Community Wastewater. And he's got some history, so I'm going to introduce him, let him speak, and then he'll follow up. Sorry?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Strang. Appreciate you guys listening to me, making the comments today. So the Lake Conway Community Wastewater Utility is a step system treatment plant. It's located between here and Mayflower. They're going up 365 south. Right there at Lake Conway, there's a Dollar General. That's the general location that this treatment plant is located. It was designed in the late 90s and constructed and brought online in the early 2000s. The impetus for it was Lake Conway was becoming contaminated with sewage. I don't know if any of you guys remember that. So there was a big push from the state to get people off of these leaking septic systems and onto a treatment plant. So it worked great. It's been working good. It's nearing its design life. The issue is that the water quality standards that treat it effluent have changed. They've gotten more restrictive. That comes from the EPA, and it's enforced by DEQ, Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. The plant was never designed to meet these new standards. It's primarily phosphorus and ammonia. In order for us to meet those standards, we had to add chemicals to the system to reduce that phosphorus level. Those chemicals cause harm to the rest of the system. It's a filtering system. It clogs the filters. And significantly reduces the lifespan of this system. We've been fined by DEQ once. We're barely meeting the minimum standards now for the effluent. It's just a matter of time before we will no longer be able to meet those requirements. The negatives of that are we'll obviously be fined by the state. We're also going to be having negative impacts to Lake Conway. We'll be putting in additional nutrients, which game and fish is definitely not in support of that. We've hired an engineer. So to get this plant online and get it funded originally, the area out there met to the LMI standards, which is low to moderate income, so it's a pretty poor area, poverty stricken. We got a fairly sizable grant at the time, and about $500,000 loan that we've been paying on for the past 20 years. There's a balance now of about $300,000 left. So we're trying to fix the system. There's really not a true fix. The only true fix is to shut it down and regionalize the Conway Corporation. They're on board for that. We're about a mile and a half away. So we will take the effluent that is pumped from the homes and from the septic tanks these homes and send it straight to Conway. for them to treat. And we will no longer be discharging into Lake Conway. We will shut the plant down, and it'll cease to exist. The Lake Conway Community Wastewater Treatment Plant will cease to exist. It'll all be Conway Corporation. And we had an engineer design this. The design was $1.3 million, and there's some pretty hefty contingencies in there just because the cost of construction has gone up quite a bit in the past couple of years. And then we still have an outstanding loan of about $300,000. So the total is $1.6 million. We applied and were successful in getting a grant with the state of Arkansas because this is a regionalization project. It ranked very high. We got a 50% grant, $800,000. So we're looking to secure funds for the remaining $800,000. The only other option outside of this grant will be for us to get a loan. That is an option. The user's bills will go up quite a bit. Most of those folks are low to moderate income, and they have they're on fixed income, $1,100 a month from Social Security. So a $50 a month increase in their wastewater treatment bill is a sizable chunk. So we're seeking resources, funds from the county to help offset that. If we don't get those funds, we will have to get a loan. We've got to do it. We've got to fix this plant. We don't have a choice. So any amount that the county would have to be able to support this would be greatly appreciated.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Any questions from the committee for Mr. Funkhauser?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good explanation. You mentioned that you have an existing loan that has a balance on it. It's a $300,000.
That's right, yes.
Will any of the ARP money be used to pay off that existing loan?
Yes, sir, it will. So that's the plan is right now. That there's $1.6 million total project cost, which includes paying off the $300,000. So an $800,000 grant would pay that off. Yes, sir.
An $800,000 grant?
Well, $800,000 from the county and $800,000 from the state.
Did the grant that you received from the state not allow you to use part of that fund, those funds for paying off the debt?
It can be, yes, sir. They gave us 50% of $1.6 million. That's all we qualify for. Whether it's used to pay construction costs or pay off the remaining balance, the total cost that they see is $1.6 million.
Now, when you mothball the existing sewage treatment plant, is there going to be costs?
Yes, sir. That's built into that $1.6 million.
So the $1.6 takes care of the existing debt that you have.
That's right.
It also takes care of mothballing the existing sewage plant. How are you going to access Conway Corp effluent lines?
There is an 8-inch main already in existence, and if you're familiar with the area, it's down Brandon Road. Right now it's pumping it one way, we'll reverse it and pump it the other way, and another additional line will have to be installed along Sturgis Road to go to that plant on the far. It's a pump station is what they have.
So the additional pumping facilities will have to be part of this 1.6 total?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're not building a plant. We're putting in pressure lines at certain locations and a pumping station. So the treatment plant that we have right now, the plant will be go away. At each of the houses right now, there's a pump, and it pumps to our plant. However, we'll shut that down, and it will pump it to the Conway plant. Does that make sense?
It's a grounder station for high pressure pump.
It's
pressurized line.
It's pressurized line. Yeah, it's pumping not the solids. The solids stay in the tank. Every home has a septic tank. It collects the solids just like a normal septic tank does. Instead of lateral lines like a normal septic tank does, it has a pump and it pumps that
the liquid,
yes, sir. And every now and then you have to go get those tanks pumped just like a normal septic system to get the solids out of there.
And that's up to the individual homeowner or the whoever.
No, sir, that's part of their monthly bill that pays for a pumping of it.
The community water.
The Lake Conway Community Water.
No, you said that's going to be non-existent.
That's right. It'll be the...
So who will take care of pumping?
Conway Corporation.
Conway Corp will come and pump the septic tank.
That's correct. And they may sub that out, which is probably what they'll do.
And there'll be a fee for that.
That is correct, yes. Built into the user's monthly bill. We do not let the users determine when they pump their tanks. The treatment plant actually makes that determination. Otherwise, they're primarily pumping.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Question.
Yes.
You said that there was approximately $300,000 left on your loan. When will that loan run out?
Those are typically 40-year loans, so if we've been paying on it for 20 years, we probably have another 20 years. I don't know the specifics on it, but they're low-interest loans. I think the payment is $6,000 or $8,000 a year, how much we've been paying. Maybe it's more than that.
So it was set up so that the life of the loan was the expectation of the life of the treatment plant would be less than a life of the loan?
Typically, no. The treatment plant was designed to last, 50 years. And it very well would have, except that we've been putting these chemicals in there to shorten that lifespan.
But you had to do that due to the direction of the state to meet the state requirements.
That is correct, yes, ma'am.
I have a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
Let's entertain, we get you the money, 1.6. Mm-hmm. What's the game plan for that, for the budget to operationally take care of that each day? And does the rates for the customers go up because of that?
So the rates, Conway Corporate, now we haven't done a rate study yet. We were just awarded the state funds last month. The rates of Conway Corporation, their base rate is higher than our base rate. So regardless if this was 100% free, their rates are going to go up. We don't know how much. I think it's $15, $20 a month. So
does that impact everyone in the Conway Corp area or just
me? No, just that Preston area.
Okay. And I think that's... Will there be like a financial split between Conway Corp and Mayflower to make this happen as well, in addition to any money you're asking for?
So Mayflower right now, the only tie we have to them is they collect our bills. And then they send us a check. They charge us like $2 a month per customer. And they just collect our bills. They don't do anything else. It's tied to the water bill based on the water usage.
Thank you for explaining this to us.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Funkeiler, what's your time horizon on this? Is there immediacy? What does that look like?
So we have to secure all of our funds by May 31st in order for us to get that $800,000 grant with the state. Okay. We have to have a contract, a bid let, by December 31st of 2023. So the clock is ticking. Now, we do have... like a line of credit, a pre-approval loan with the state. So if the county said no, we'll have to defer to a loan. We've got that paperwork. So we're going to meet the May 31st deadline. It's just a matter of do we get a grant or is it going to have to be a loan?
Your goal is, like you said, because of the base rates at Conway Corp, these folks are going to see an increase of like $15, $20, but we want to... Your goal is to prevent them from seeing an increase of an additional 50 on top of that because of having to take out a loan put this project to bed, kind of.
That's correct. Yeah, I think the payment on the loan would be $30 a month. You can't get $8,000 loan.
Okay. What is your time horizon? So the time horizon you have right now is linked to the grant. Do you have a horizon on the project as a whole? Or is it just, we're just kind of skirting along, waiting for, to get another fine or whatever from the state?
You mean the construction?
Yeah, the construction, getting.
So we have a preliminary engineering report that was done. So we would have to do a full design. That takes a few months. Mm-hmm. And then we'd be ready to build a bid. But as soon as we have the money situation squared away. Now there's some, the intermediate steps have to happen between us and Conway Corporation to make sure that it's a smooth transition. That has to get worked out on the project as well.
How quickly do you think the project needs to happen before, how quickly does Lake Conway wastewater need to be, the community wastewater need to be resolved and linked up with Conway Corp before you see any problems from either the state or from the pump house not working or whatever?
So I think we're going to be good on DEQ's fines for now, because they know we're doing this. Mm-hmm. So they'll provide some leniency. But the state grant, December 31st, 2026, we have to have it done.
Okay.
So that's the next time. So you're looking at, this is a small project. In a normal time, this is not really that normal, but in a normal time, it would be less than a year for this thing to be done. There's very few easements. There's 4 or 5 landowners that we have to get easements from. That can be a little bit troubling. We're using existing lines, existing easements, so we're not anticipating real estate issues.
Thank you.
Yes,
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
A couple more follow-up questions. You yourself mentioned fines. Have there been fines implemented in the Lake Conway contaminated water?
Yes, sir. We had to pay. They sent us an initial fine of $6,000, which for our budget of $60,000 was a lot. But we were able to work with them and got down $500.
So the fines have been paid. The fine will be paid out of the appropriation.
That is correct. We've already paid the fine.
Okay. And also mentioned Conway Corp. I'm hoping you have talks going on with representatives of Conway Corp.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Has there been any kind of positive anything that we can go to, that we can go to the bank on as positives that this will happen?
They have been remarkably receptive to this idea. They've been very helpful. They actually gave us a preliminary engineering estimate last year, actually probably about 18 months ago. So we've been working with them all along. They're very supportive of it. Have they officially signed something that says we'll do this? No, sir, that has not occurred.
You feel like they have encouraged you to pursue the program utilizing Conway Corp as an entry?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, yes, sir. If they hadn't, I wouldn't be. We wouldn't be able to have a project.
Okay, thank you again.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Any more questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair, I just have one last question. This is probably a dumb question, but I might ask. Will there be any road blockage, any road stoppage once the building starts, by any chance?
There'll be construction along Sturgis Road, but it's not much because the plans show it cutting further to the west and then going north. Mitch Hart has some land there, if you know Mitch Hart. And then there's 4 or 5 other landowners in that way. It's like a big cattle field right now. So, and that we'll be using the existing 8-inch line that's there, so we don't have railroad issues. Normally, railroad issues can drag them off for years. But we don't have that problem with this one.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I did have a question, but I don't think it's for him. So mine is more an operational question.
Yeah.
So with the $800,000, we as a committee, is that if we wanted to discuss that amount, I could part of that money be allocated and part of it be mine? And would the committee be the place to discuss that, or would that be more?
So if we wanted to change this amount, we can change this amount in committee if the committee desires to do that. You would just make a motion to amend this ordinance to change the amount. That's one path you can take to change that. Another option, kind of a behind-the-scenes option, you could make like a motion to table this ordinance for now, and if the committee agreed, you could then talk with Mr. Funkhauser about the project, maybe coordinate with the judge's office to talk about what it would mean to lower that for them. You can have just a little more discussion there, about what's going on. So those are a couple options I see when we talk about this. Changing the amounts and stuff like that. That answer your question?
Yeah.
I want to, if any other questions from the committee, if we don't have any, I want to open it up to questions from our other JPs here tonight, if y'all have any questions on this ordinance. You're a little too easy. Yes, sir.
Mr. Hockey, but not a JP, I did want to say that this has been an area of concern for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And so the judge's office has been aware of the situation. This is not a project that just appeared, just so the former court knows. I know it's a little bit later than some of the other projects, but this is actually one of the very first projects that the judge's office had thought of when the ARP funds were first announced.
Awesome. Thank you for that insight.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, I think if this does move forward, I think we definitely want to hear from Conway Corp and make sure they're fully on board. I think that would be beneficial for the court to hear.
Thank you, Justice.
Sam? I just wanted to say that another question came up about, is Conway Court aware of that? Judge Baker and I have sporadically both been going to their committee meetings on the board, and there's always a representative from Conway Court there. They're very involved in the project, so... Of course, it might not hurt to have them speak to it, but they are very involved in the project, very aware of it. Another thing that I think we need to consider is that, you know, Lake Conway is kind of a tourism issue for us also. It doesn't just affect the people on the banks of the lake. It affects the fishermen that are out there. And I think it also affects the desire of people outside the community to come and fish in that lake if they think it's contaminated. So in that respect, I think that there is a payback for us. I don't know how in the world we would calculate that, because people are going to be buying gas and buying bait and all those other kind of things that they buy, buying food possibly while they're here. So I think there is a tax revenue payback for us, but it's incalculable. But I think it's something we do need to keep in mind. I think this is beneficial to a lot more people than just people that are on the sewer system.
Do you have any other closing remarks for your ordinance before we vote on it?
Well, I'd like to ask that you guys pass it on to the full court. Like our attorney has said, this has been on the table for a very long time. And I've actually spoken to Judge Baker since the election, and he was really concerned that this would continue on through the court and get taken care of. So I think it's important for the community, and hopefully we'll pass it on to the court.
Thank you, Justice Drew. Thank you. Anything else from the members? All right, we have a motion to consider ordinance 22-07, and we have a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Justice. Our ordinance 22-07 is forwarded to the full court. All right.
It'll be 23-07.
23-07. Thank you. Thank you for fixing that. All right. This last part on our agenda here, I just wanted to talk about the committee in general, for the new members and really all of us except for Justice Boyer. I don't think any of us have been on budget and finance, so I need it as well. As you know, as we set forth in our organizational ordinance, the Budget and Finance Committee meets the second Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock. The kind of ordinances that we see are ordinances passed by other committees that may land in Budget and Finance because there's money attached to it. We talked about tonight kind of our monthly cleanup ordinance. We usually have one of those at least once a month. There are other budget ordinances that may come to us from other elected officials, such as the sheriff's office stipend that we passed tonight. And then there may also be any other ordinances that you yourselves or other JPs may want to put together and bring before the budget committee for consideration. What I ask is that in this process, if you are a justice and you do want to craft an ordinance and you have an idea for something and you want to bring forward to this committee, is that we've got to get it on the agenda first. All right, that's the first step, is we got to get on the agenda So I don't believe it is skirting FOIA to send me an email and ask me to put it on the agenda. I believe we're still playing by the rules there. Counselor, would you say that is correct?
That's correct.
That is correct. All right, so you may email me and say, you know, can we please put this on next month's Budget and Finance Committee? I would also ask that because of just the way kind of business is done here, that you CC or, you know, attach to that email, probably both our county clerk and our county attorney. It just ain't gonna hurt nothing. And then we have a certain date that we have to get those documents and items in. And that is, Margaret, when are you supposed to have all that by?
At noon on Thursday before the meeting.
Noon on Thursday before the meeting. So this past Thursday at noon. If you can get it in before then, that would be fantastic as well. Let's see.
I guess we got to have time to communicate and get it all set and notice the next day.
Absolutely. If you have an idea for ordinance, you usually don't want to wait until Wednesday before the Thursday to start crafting it, because there's going to be numbers involved. We want to make sure everything's clean, everything, you know, is smooth sailing with what we got. We'll see. All right. So the committee does have the option to take up business that is not on the agenda, right? So we have an agenda that we published tonight. The committee does have the option to take up business that's not on the agenda, but I believe we must do that probably by 2/3 vote. Phil, what do you think about that?
Majority.
Majority. So
it's 3 votes, which I think...
It's probably the same as 2/3.
Yeah.
So if we want to add something, we have to vote and have it added.
Yes. Yes. We need to vote. Like I said, in like we talked about, with transparency and us wanting to be as transparent as possible, you know, we want to get those things that we know we're going to consider out there and for everyone to touch and feel and whatnot ahead of time. Y'all have any questions on that part? Okay, I told you we were going to talk about treasure. We want to do some sort of orientation for the Budget and Finance Committee and for other members of the court if they want to join on that as well. Treasurer, do you want to just talk about kind of what you want to generally cover during that? You're better than me.
Oh, I'm not better than you. I can disagree with that. But essentially what we can do is, if we get together as a group, that's great. You know, we just need to publish that. Or if you want to come out one by one, office, and we'll kind of talk about the same thing. What we need to do first is just a straight overview, just a straight how does fund accounting work, and how does appropriations work, and that type of really basic stuff. What makes us do what we do, because everything that we do is either by statute or ordinance, okay? And that we work within those parameters. So what we'll do is and I'm not going to keep you more than an hour for sure, and if you're going to be out, you're going to sidetrack sometimes, and we got to get back on pace. But we'll just do a quick overview of funds accounting. That's how the county is. What revenues that we have out of those counties. If you'll learn that county general is about 90% of my work, because county general is the one fund where multiple departments get made out of. Okay? And so that's the money that's usually, it's not been the last couple years, thank goodness, but that's the money when it gets tight. That's the money that's tight, where you have to make your decisions and your choices about where the money goes. So we'll do mainly with that, but we'll also talk about these other departments and what revenue supports those departments or funds, and kind of how that all works together and ties together. But it'll be very basic the first time, and then when we do it again, we'll get more depth, and we'll get more depth until I bore you to death, mainly. But the stuff is very dry, very boring, but it's how it kind of works. And, when you understand it, you'll understand how everything ties together. And I'll answer the other question in jail. You know what? So
I just want to have a kind of open discussion on this idea of doing an orientation. You know, like I said, we can go into his office one at a time, and he can really give you a in-depth and send you some homework home and go back and do it again. We have the option to do it in a committee setting like this. I'm sure you can plug into the screens around here and show us what we need to see there. We could do it in another setting if we wanted to take this group, as long as we just publish where it is. We can meet in another setting that's a little more IT friendly, you know, so we can see what's going on. The only thing I would be concerned about doing it in a committee setting is doing it on a regular budget finance Tuesday night, because a lot of times we have other committees waiting to meet. We like to hear Scott talk, but they might not want to hear him talk for an hour about specific budget items.
And I just want y'all to know that I'm here for you. Whatever you need, let me know, we'll get worked out, okay?
Do y'all have any thoughts around COVID?
That's more of a question. Yeah. If you do it in a community setting like that, then does that charge the county? Like, do we get paid for that? Because I don't know, I think that we should get paid to have that orientation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I believe, and Phil or Scott may correct me, if we called a committee meeting just for listening to Scott's orientation, then I believe that would be a committee meeting. And
it is.
You'd be paid for that.
It is, and you would.
Question. If we did that on a night where we have another committee meeting already scheduled, there would be no additional charge. Correct?
Like, if we had one at 9 o'clock tonight.
Tonight.
There would be no additional per diem.
Right. So we scheduled it on an already committed meeting tonight. There will not be an additional charge to the county.
Or I might suggest earlier, as a 4 o'clock meeting time.
So that would reduce the amount of charge to the county for the orientation. And I'm all for the orientation.
Yeah.
My schedule's flexible, so I can make it.
Okay. That sounds kind of like a consensus. I see some heads nodding. So we may look at maybe next month in March, our regular Tuesday meeting, instead of doing it maybe at 4 o'clock or so.
That works for me. If anybody needs anything answered between those, how to go about it. Nobody. So don't feel like you're locked in to March. Nice question.
You guys
will
have budget
work
soon.
And we'll be able to use those books. Walk through them as Scott goes through his orientation.
Scott doesn't get one.
That's what they did before. Probably.
I can't promise that.
We can print some stuff out. What budgets are.
We maybe look at all budget books too.
We do. I've got my revenue section. At least see the revenue section.
And our chairman will be providing food, right?
Yeah. Little Caesar's hot and ready. Y'all have any other questions about the committee and how we work and how we operate and how we do things? Just want to make sure we ask and answer. Yes, sir.
Can I say something about the sewer project?
Yeah.
Ever since Conway Lake was built and people started building houses around that lake, which I think was in the early 60s, somewhere way back then, the sewer runoff has been a problem, big problem. Still is, this deal, as far as the full court, it needs to pass.
A lot of may not be familiar with Lake Conway. Lake Conway is owned by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Lake Conway is not meant to be a lake beaver port. Lake Conway is a game and fish habitat that people just happen to move next to and live off of. Mr. Funfelder, would you agree with that?
That sounds right.
All right.
It's been a problem for decades.
Yes. Any announcements from members of the committee? I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
For adjourn. Thank you.